Whale. This is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. My views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and, well, of course, this afternoon we're going to have with us once again Colonel Daniel Marvin. Now, remember, if we do ask for calls, and we're not going to ask you not to call unless we ask for them, but the number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But we're going to talk a little bit about the similarities between Vietnam and what's going on over the Middle East, another no-win war where we send our boys to fight and bleed and suffer and die, but put on all sorts of rules of engagement, and then we don't send them enough. Not enough men are given the right equipment, and of course when Afghanistan we're actually fighting funding the Pakistani government that's funding the ISI, that's funding the Taliban, that are killing our boys in the poppy fields and villages of Afghanistan, just as during Vietnam we were funding the Soviets, we were funding the North Vietnamese, we were funding the Viet Cong, who were killing our boys in the rice paddies and villages of South Vietnam. It's Vietnam all over again. I mean, do you think for 1 minute a nation the size of the United States could go to war with a country the size of the state of Mississippi and lose the war unintentionally? I mean, all you had to do was bomb the dikes in North Vietnam, flood the country, that would have been the end of the war. Hit the power plants, that would have been the end of the war. Blockade the harbor so they couldn't get food and supplies, that would have been the end of the war. They didn't want to end the war. It was a great diversion while we were having our socialist revolution here at home. We were sending our boys to fight and die and bleed and suffer in Vietnam, but never be allowed to win the war. Well, Colonel Marvin, who's our guest this afternoon, has written a wonderful book called The Expendable Elite, was on the front lines of that battle. Colonel, thanks so very much for being with us again.
Well, on top of the afternoon to you, Doctor, it's always a blessing to be on your program. And to just be a part of the truth that you send out over the airwaves to your listeners. There's a need for many, many more like you and many, many less like the main news broadcasters. We kind of steer clear of the truth most of the time, especially when it involves going against the Central Intelligence Agency and the secret part of our government that very few people want to recognize even exists.
Right. Well, I think that the great tragedy is that, you know, here we are, we've been in Afghanistan 5.5 years, we've been in Iraq over 4 years, things are going from bad to worse, and the president says, well, I will have to admit some mistakes have been made, but trust me, you know, we're going to get this thing straightened out, and we're going to keep doing the same thing, we're just going to do it better than we have in the past, and 20,000 more troops, and he knows that they can't subdue the people there. I mean, the Sunnis hate us. We are occupying their country. And now, of course, the Shias, you know, certainly don't like us. Both the Shias and the Sunnis want us to leave. Why don't we just pick up and leave? Oh, we couldn't do that. All the people have died.
That's really so interesting. Excuse me for interrupting, but we're having a hard time in the White House trying to determine a way to leave. Well, why, you know, they entered on a lie. Why don't they just leave on the truth?
that would be too logical. Well, of course, I think that what they're waiting for is, of course, an excuse to invade Iran, and then,
that's
of course,
right.
when we lose a lot more boys, then, of course, we just aren't going to be able to pick up and leave. We're just going to have to fight this thing through. We don't want to, but we're going to have to go to war with Iran. That's going to be the salvation for the president. That's how his name will go down in history. We'll be right back.
Do you need more more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Porter, back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues, too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetmen.org.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Marvin, and we've just been talking about the comparison between the no-win war in Vietnam and the no-win war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And, of course, the administration, says no, this is not, there's no similarity, this is not Vietnam all over again. Of course it's Vietnam all over again. In fact, we've got the same people in charge. It was Henry Kissinger, at least during the last half of Vietnam, who was running things behind the scenes for Richard Nixon, and it's Henry Kissinger who's advising President Bush on exactly what to do. In fact, if you were to read Bob Woodward's book, Under Siege, he will tell you the president always takes off time when Henry Kissinger comes to Washington, D.C. to get his advice on what should be done there in Afghanistan and Iraq. And you know what Henry Kissinger thinks of our fighting men? As he said, stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy. You'll find that in Woodward Bernstein's book, The Final Days. I think it's page 194. Why don't you check it, find out, understand what a great advisor we have, who's really directing this war, because, believe me, George Bush is just doing what he's told to do. Well, Colonel, you had some thoughts, you know, about how this is being played out here at home.
I'd like to mention something about Henry Kissinger, if I may. When people should know, especially those who have read my book and understand that Major Foy Van Lee and I were together there in the camp when Walter McKim of the CIA, and we proved this in court, of the CIA came and asked me if I would mount a force and go and kill Prince Sihanouk. Well, when I unilaterally aborted the mission because the President of the United States would not, he refused to take away the VC sanctuaries, and they sent the regiment after us, Major Foy Van Lee was the only person in the United that could come to the United States and verify that those things happened in my command bunker, that request by the CIA to kill Prince Sihanouk. Henry Kissinger, when I was in the middle of a process, a very difficult process of getting Major Foy Van Lee and his wife and four children into this country, Henry Kissinger, who was on the board of directors of the International Rescue Committee, ordered that Foy Van Lee not be allowed into this country. And I know why, because he's the only one that knew that secret. And two very brave women helped me to get him in anyway with his wife and four children. But that's the kind of man that Henry Kissinger was. He was the one, too, that advised General Westmoreland, or General Westmoreland's boss, that until we had Americans in the Fourth Corps of Vietnam, we couldn't, you know, we didn't have things set up right for victory. Well, the Fourth Corps, where I was, where there were no Americans other than Green Berets, was the most secure area in all of Vietnam. It was the only place where the enemy owned no territory. And yet, General Westmoreland, to back up Henry Kissinger, ordered the depot commander, a Colonel Pikelik, in the Saigon depot, to no longer supply the Fourth Corps area, the Mekong River Delta, until such a time as the Vietnamese would allow regular American forces into the Fourth Corps. Now, does that remind you anything about what's going on in Iraq? We should be turning over the areas that are hostile to the Iraqi government. And if they can't control it, then to me, that's their problem, not ours. We were not asked to go there. We went there as an invader. We went there, as you pointed out early in the program, against the very will of the Iraqi people, except those that cheered us coming in, who were obviously more for us coming in to give them things.
Well, unfortunately, why everybody's suffering over there, and the civilians are suffering, and over 2 million Iraqis have fled the country, another 2 million have no homes. I mean, electricity, I mean, you have it a few hours a day, you're lucky. If you have any fresh drinking water, you're lucky.
Right.
No jobs. I mean, because good old Paul Bremer, Henry Kissinger's buddy, shut down the factories that employed 100,000, you know, Iraqis. They had no jobs. And his excuse was, well, I don't believe in government factories. I want them bought up by private industry. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're logical, what employer is going to go over there and buy a factory that's closed with no employees in the middle of a war zone?
I think right now our government is the biggest employer of civilians doing jobs that our military is supposed to be doing over there, or the Iraqis.
And then I feel sorry for the Iraqis who work for the Americans, because they'll be targeted when we leave, and they'll be killed, and their families will be killed. And all we've done is simply, you know, in the name of a weapons of mass destruction or whatever it was, or getting Osama bin Laden, I think that was it. Didn't the president promise he was going to get Osama bin Laden dead or alive? He just didn't ever promise us when he was going to get him dead or alive.
That's right.
Well, you had something that you were going to read about having to do with what was happening here at home and our progressive laws of freedom.
Of course, I had a conversation with General Tommy Franks when he was actually running the war over there. And during that conversation with him and with the lieutenant colonel that it was his senior aide, I learned a couple of very important things. Number one, General Franks only got half of the troops that he needed to successfully go in and protect the civilians as they took over the cities in Iraq. And I guess the thing that irritated him more than anything else, according to the conversation I had with his aide, was that of all of the people that were giving advice to the Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, not a one of them had ever been at war, nor led anybody at war. Now, in a magazine called The Cigar Aficionado, here's the headline in the American Free Press. General Franks fears U.S. military government. A distinguished general offers a chilling warning that the biggest victim of another terrorist attack could be the Constitution. In a practical sense, General Franks said, the people will demand that the Constitution be abandoned in favor of a military government for protection if there should be another 9/11.
And I think it should be so obvious to us. First of all, who was responsible for 9/11? Well, if you go to the FBI webpage, you'll find the FBI doesn't believe it was Osama bin Laden, because he's listed there among the 10 most wanted men in the world, but he's not listed for 9/11. He's listed for the attacks on the embassies in Tanzania and Kenya. But I guess maybe the FBI don't know about 9/11. Maybe nobody ever told them about it, because you go to their website and you pull down their most 10 most wanted poster of Osama bin Laden, and there's no mention of 9/11. I wonder why. But let's see what's happened since 9/11. Well, first of all, they passed the Patriot Act that suspended the Fourth and Fifth Amendments and massively expanded government control. And then they created the Office of Homeland Security, and they started setting up dossiers on all of us and monitoring on all the people, and began to militarize our police force. And then they passed the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, and then, of course, they passed the John Warner Defense Appropriations Act that suspended the Posse Comitatus laws so they can use the military, U.S. military, on the American citizens. Remember, the military's trained to kill. They're not trained to take, you know, to serve the people. They're there to kill them. That's the purpose of the military. Why would you want to use the military on the Americans? It's bad enough to use them on other innocent people, but on American civilians. And then they passed the Military Commission Act that did away with the right of habeas corpus. And then they started building concentration camps in America. They were going to refurbish those of 10 Japanese concentration camps that were used during the Second World War to put in American citizens, because they say, oh, we don't want the Americans ever to forget how terrible it was to have Americans in concentration camps, and we're going to put out $38 million to refurbish them. But if that's true, then why did they give Halliburton, Dick Cheney's old company, $385 million to build new concentration camps? And why have they kept all the old military camps open, and except they turned around the barbed wire, not to keep people out, but to keep the people in the camps? And, mm-hmm. and then, of course, just earlier this month, there was two directives. One of them was the Presidential Directive 51, and the other was the Homeland Security Directive 21. And these really are laying out the basis for a military dictatorship in America. Could it be that our boys are going overseas to fight for freedom, and we're going to lose our freedom here at home? What
at
do you think?
At the same time, our government, as it did in Vietnam, is still aiding the enemy. You know, General Westmoreland, in his own book, A Soldier Reports, and I can quote, and I do in my book, he says, for long, this is his, General Westmoreland, for long, all we could do to the enemy in Cambodia was to drop propaganda leaflets on our side of the border whenever the wind was right to blow them across. My every request to inform the world press of the enemy's use of Cambodia was denied. In another place in his book, he tells where he was ordered not to tell Congress about the enemy sanctuary. So it was the White House and Kissinger and McNamara and General Westmoreland, they're the only ones that knew that our government had given the enemy the sanctuary. So General Schwarzkopf, when he was heading up the war to free the Kuwaitis, complained also in a public forum that they were giving the enemy sanctuaries the same as we did in Vietnam by letting them have the free use of Cambodian territory. And by the sanctuaries, he was talking about the mosques, where their troops could not fire into the mosque. Well, let's bring that forward till today. Donald Kruger and myself met with a Marine Corps lieutenant.
Hold that thought, Colonel. Hold the thought. We'll be right. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Well, it was his job to write for the U.S. Marine Corps about how things were really going on over there. And we just asked him point blank, when you were attacked, because he was out with the units on patrol and that, when you were attacked from a mosque, could you fire back? And the answer was an unequivocal no. Our government is still aiding the enemy by having a policy that only Iraqis can fire against the enemy in a mosque. And if you happen to be working with Iraqis who are of the same religious persuasion or sect persuasion as the mosque, they're not going to fire into it. In the meantime, your men are getting killed and wounded, and you can't do anything about it. Now, is that the way that we want our government to run a war, that we're sending our men and women over to fight? And the men and women both fight anymore, the way it is.
Chris, they say, well, my goodness, we don't want to antagonize the people. If they were already antagonized, they wouldn't be fighting us if they weren't antagonized. You're not going to make any less antagonist by giving them the advantage of being able to use the mosque as a sanctuary? I mean, I wouldn't think that any God-fearing or Allah-fearing Muslim would use the mosque, but they're doing it, and our boys are getting killed, and all sorts of things in the rules of engagement that is just equally foolish. So, well, Colonel, I'm very, very concerned, though, that as our attention is focused on what's going on in the Middle East, we are losing our freedom here at home. Why do they need all these draconian laws? Is there really a problem with terrorism here in the United States? If there's really a problem with terrorism, why haven't they sealed our border? If there's really a problem with terrorism, why do they object to racial profiling, getting on the planes? Yes, racial profiling is not fair. But, of course, aren't we trying to protect the American people? If they're really trying, of course, really believe there's a threat of terrorism, why haven't there been any other major attacks in the United States, in 5 years? You mean to tell me that Osama bin Laden couldn't recruit one person with a bomb around him and go into a stadium or a department store and blow himself up?
Well, I mean, it does make you wonder just who it is that's behind the terrorist acts. Is it those people who want to maintain a viable military, and we need a military for our own purposes? Who is it that's providing all the money for all of these people that are doing these evil things? You bring out a good point about this closing the borders. You know, this is a land of legalities. It's a land of laws. And yet we have millions of undocumented people in this nation, and we don't tell them to leave. Why not? Why don't we just enforce the laws that we have, especially constitutional laws, worry less about an individual like you or I or our friends that happen to own weapons, and we don't go around murdering people, and we don't go around robbing people. They're going to try and take the weapons away from us, and let the crooked guys, the thieves and the robbers and the killers, they're not going to give their weapons up because they're not reporting to anybody.
Sure. And of course the thing is that you really have to wonder, certainly there are terrorists over in the Middle East, and some of them are going on into Israel, and they're blowing themselves up.
Yeah.
But why can't they get them, if we are really a threat and under attack, why can't they get any of them to come over here? Because they can walk right across the border,
right.
There's no way to stop them. And the president has seen that. He promised to build a fence. He hasn't built the fence. He promised to increase the number of people on the border. He has not done that. He promised to put the National Guard down there on the border. He's not done that. It's all show business. If we're really involved in a war on terrorism, why isn't every piece of luggage that's put into a commercial airline checked? Some of them are, but only recently have they begun to even check some of them.
Right.
No, I would like to suggest that most of this lining up the airports, having to take off our shoes. It's all for our perception. It's showbiz. It's symbolism over substance, rhetoric over reality. You got to convince the American people we're involved in a war on terrorism so they'll be willing to give up their freedom.
So long as they're able to maintain fear in this nation about outside terrorists coming here, the more they are able to control the other things that we do, and
amen,
that's what
that.
It's all about.
And, of course, they're collecting dossiers on all law-abiding American citizens.
Yeah.
Gee, why aren't we collecting dossiers on the terrorists? Or is it just the law-abiding American citizens they really want to control? When we get back, our telephone number,
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident: radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem: unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Colonel Dalton Marvin, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Marvin. Colonel, would you like to go ahead and get your website out there? Now, we do carry your book, Expendable Elite, but if you have anything else you'd like to talk about, you go right ahead.
Yes, on the website, it's expendableelite.com. One word, expendableelite.com. And on that website, you can learn about all the different covert activities that I have been involved in and that I started bringing to the attention of the world the year that I got saved, in 1984. And it took, of course, 13 years to get a publisher for my book because people feared, the publishers feared, publishing anything that told what my book tells about the CIA actually sending people to kill me and my men. Something very interesting that brings us right up to the month of May of 2007. I wrote to the Army War College and the Command and General Staff College. I had sent them originally the first edition of my book, but when we won in court, I sent them a copy of the Victory Edition, which is available through Dr. Stan. The Victory Edition has over 100 new pages on it, in it, that relate directly to the trial and the evidence that we brought forward in that trial, to include evidence that the CIA brought a program to my camp to kill the leader of another nation, the fact that the CIA sent a regiment to kill me and my men that was Vietnamese that saved us, and all kinds of things in that book that are the truth. And I sent the new edition to the Army War College and the Command and General Staff College, and I started pressuring them on it by getting together with the executive director of the National Institute of Military Justice, and I finally got response, and here's the typical response thus far. This was in May of this year. This is Dr. Willibanks, who is in charge of all history instruction at the Army War College. And he said, I am puzzled as to why you sent me this unsolicited book in the first place. And he said, and therefore I'm equally puzzled as to how you expected me to respond to it. You also wrote, as I said already, it was not a matter of ignoring your call and email, but rather a lack of understanding about what you expected me to do with the book. Well, I went back to him again, and I copied it to the Commandant of the Army War College and the Commandant, the General, of the U.S. Army Command and General Staff College, and I flat told him that you should care. This book, proven in a federal court in January of 2006, proves beyond any measure of a doubt and is corroborated by a man that is hero to an awful lot of people, but not to me, General William Westmoreland, who states unequivocally in his book, A Soldier Reports, that he was fully knowledgeable for and could do nothing about the fact that we were giving the enemy sanctuary all along the border in Cambodia on the free use of the Mekong River to resupply their forces. Well, I would like the people of this nation to write their congressmen and write their senators and demand that we do take action, number one, to make sure that we no longer aid the enemy. And I've got lots of examples of where we've done that are backed up, and a lot of them were proven in that court of law. And also that we be called forward to testify as to the fact that our government actually sent people to kill their own men, namely me and my team, who were saved by a Vietnamese lieutenant general who they then castigated.
Well, I think that, of course, the people really are afraid to do anything at all, because if they comment favorably, why, of course, they could be criticized. And so we have so many people within our military who have lost their sense of honor and duty and responsibility, and they're going to go along with the establishment, even if it means allowing Americans to die and to be killed by our Central Intelligence Agency. They got more fear of the CIA than they have of God.
That's right.
Well, anyway.
Well, you know, that's interesting, because I talked to a gentleman who had also talked to you just earlier today, and I said, the one thing that you've got to do more than anything, that you've got to find a Bible-believing church, and you've got to go to that church and have them help you come to know the Lord as your Savior. Then, as was with me in January of 1984, all of a sudden, because I accepted the Lord into my heart, I no longer feared our government sending somebody like me, and I was a trained assassin for this government, to kill me for coming out with the truth. That's why I, and you too, Dr. Stan, can go forward and tell the truth about this evil in our government, and we should have the best government in the world. And if we were constitutionally oriented in a real republic, we could be. But it only takes people like yourself and myself that the Lord protects that can take the proper action on this.
Amen to that, that's for sure. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question, a comment, you agree, you disagree with what the Colonel has been saying. And, of course, once again, your website, Colonel?
Is Expendable Elite, that's EXPENDABLE ELITE, ExpendableElite.com. And once you get onto that website, you're going to feel like you at least want to write your senator. You're going to want to write your congressman. Now, whether you have the courage to do so, that's up to you.
Well, I mean, to do nothing in the face of evil makes cowards of men, and we need to find men who really believe enough in America they're willing to take a stand. And it's one thing to have somebody else go over and fight in the Middle East, but what are you willing to do here? I mean, guys risk their lives every day. At least you can speak out and help us get the truth out about what's really going on behind the scenes. And you may be criticized for it, but think that's very little compared to the sacrifice being made by so many truly brave men over in the Middle East today.
You're so right. You know, speaking of truly brave men, you know, the Green Berets to me, and I was blessed to be one for a long time, are the finest troops in the world. I mean, I don't think there's anybody who could be considered any more brave than those men who will go into all kinds of voluntary missions that are suicide missions and everything else. And yet, out of 10,000 active duty and retired Green Berets, and if there's any of you out there that are listening and are one and want to join myself and Master Sergeant Gerald Wilsey, he is the only one from Syracuse, New York, who's willing to go with me to Congress and tell them the truth about what our government does with its Green Berets.
And I think people have to understand that the Vietnam was a CIA-run war. What's going on over in the Middle East today is a CIA-run war. And you're just not getting this information. I mean, they have all sorts of, a militia. They have a private militia, probably with 100, 120,000 people in it now. Some of these are guards and some of them be administration. But some of those people are very, very heavily armed and involved in military activity. And neither the members of Congress nor the members of the Senate nor anybody else knows what the CIA is really doing over there and how much of the violence is actually being created by our own government. This is the tragedy of today.
You're absolutely right. And they had in the American Legion magazine, they had an interview with a leader of elite soldiers. He's a full four-star general named Brian Doug Brown. And what they did, they being the United States government, back in the 1990s, was to establish the Special Operations Command as an integral, a separate component within the Department of Defense. They have their own budget. They can order their own equipment without getting anybody else's approval. They can establish their own war doctrine for use by Army, Air Force, Marines, and Navy personnel that happen to be special operations type. I think it's a real danger to have a unit like that that is not answerable to any particular normal DOD functioning group. It's very dangerous. It's like when I was an independent commander in Vietnam, I answered to nobody. Well, that's this kind of a setup. And unless you're straight with the Lord, when you don't answer to anybody, you can be answering to the devil.
Amen to that. And power corrupts, and power corrupts absolutely everyone.
Amen.
So we need, of course, to understand the danger of an organization like the CIA that has no moral foundation. Now, they're not to say that some of the people in the CIA are not good people. I mean, I think many of them are, and they're very loyal. But there is a dark side to the CIA, that the professional assassins and hitmen, and these people, you know, will do anything they're told to do and never question it. Well, Colonel, you know, as we look and see it as this story unfolds in the Middle East, and my concern, this is a prelude to a war with Iran. I hope and pray that I'm absolutely wrong and that they're going to be able to topple the government without going to war. But I believe it, of course, right now, it's not only the leaders of our country that want to expand the war in the Middle East, but the leaders of Iran that want us to expand the war, because, of course, the people don't want to go to war. The people hate the mullahs. And incidentally, the reason that the mullahs are able to stay in power is because of the secret police they have. It's a secret police unit that was set up by the Central Intelligence Agency to guard the Shah, and they tortured people.
Amen.
They were ruthless and tyrannical, and they were so ruthless that the people were furious with them and were very happy to see the Shah leave. And so the mullahs just picked them up and used them, and that same CIA-controlled intelligence organization that we established for the Shah is being used to keep the mullahs in power. If you'd like to see the verification on that, we have it. And there's something wrong with this picture. That the fact that we have an article written by a man who knew the Shah, who told him that the Shah said, you know, it was the Americans and the British that toppled my government and brought the mullahs to power back in 79. Well, if we brought the mullahs to power, and the thing that's keeping them to power is the CIA-created organization, maybe, of course, we're once again going to be fighting the best enemy that we ever created.
Yep. It's interesting. I can quote from General Doug Brown. I've got the article in front of me. He says this, 20 years ago, so it was in 1987, actually, not 1990s, Congress established a Special Operations Command and gave us what we call service-like responsibility. In other words, we are responsible for the combat readiness of all special operations groups. We're responsible for the acquisition of special operations unique equipment. We monitor our own people for promotions and schooling. We run our own budgets. We have our own RDT&E, which is for evolving equipment authority. Research, training, development, and evaluation, meaning we can acquire equipment, systems, and vehicles from start to finish as if we were our own military service. That is dangerous.
Sure. Well, unfortunately, I'm very, very concerned about what's going on over there. My fear is that once we get involved in a war with Iran, we could very soon be at war with the entire Islamic world.
That's right. We should not start any wars. You know, now, if a group of people is invaded by another nation, not ours, and the people of that nation call for our help, that's when we should go for help, like to the British, like to the French, the Belgian people, all those people during World War II. Isn't it amazing that we defeated Hitler with the greatest army in the world at that time, and Hirohito in less than about 4 years, and we're in Iraq over that length of time right now?
You know, I would think that some people might say, well, how could that possibly be? And that we had actually defeated both the Germans and the Japanese within about 4 years, and yet, of course, we're still over there fighting, and I see no end in sight. And
God was with us in the Second World War. That's what I say. God was with us.
Well, under any circumstances, I wonder if God is really going to be with us if we start a war with the Muslim
world. No.
And I think the implications could be frightening thing, not only for the Muslim people, but for the American people and for the Jewish people, for everybody living in the Middle East, because you never know when the nuclear genie is going to get out of the bottle, when the nuclear the Pandora is going to get out of the box. And is anybody out there in the listening audience concerned? Our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. Could it really be we're moving? The world is moving towards a nuclear confrontation.
And with nobody calling, don't you sometimes wonder, are they too afraid to care?
We know they're out there listening. Right. Well, of course, we're almost to the end of the hour as well,
right,
Colonel. Well, we've got about 3 minutes. Why don't you just wrap up the program with your thoughts for us?
Well, my main thought is cover some of the things that you have said during this program. I'm just concerned that our government is allowed to go wild in bringing wars to other countries at the cost of our personnel going over there and being killed and bloodied, and private corporations benefiting from all of these wars that we're having. We ought to stick to protecting our country, protecting our religious rights, protecting our right to say Jesus in public. I think that's so important. And protecting our freedom as gun owners and as people of a republic of the United States of America.
I agree with you, and I think that we should be very, very concerned about the Nancy Pelosi's and the Barbara Boxers and the other people who want to disarm the American people.
Amen.
Who's going to defend us from the terrorists? Can you guarantee there's going to be somebody from the military in my living room every evening defending me from the terrorists? I want a gun to be able to defend myself and my family. And after all, you defend the people. Who's going to defend them? Not only from the terrorists, but from the dark side of our government. Because there are people there who really would like to have a dictatorship. It was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. And our founding fathers recognized that, which is why they put the Second Amendment, the Constitution. And, of course, anybody who wants to disarm the American people by the power of the government without amending the Constitution is a traitor.
Okay.
Because, of course, treason is trying to change our form of government illegally, and there's only one way to change our form of government, that's by the amendment process. Have you ever noticed that Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi never once mentioned amending the Constitution to pass their legislation? They just say, we've got the power, we're going to use it.
I guess why don't we just follow the Constitution?
Amen.
God bless you, Dr. Stan.
And that's exactly what Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, is saying, and that's why they hate him.
I'm with him.
We ought to obey the Constitution. How do you feel? Well, we're going to be back in just a moment. Thank you, Colonel. Appreciate you being with us.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair, and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. And the Genesis Communication Network coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. If you'd like, of course, to get Colonel Marvin's book, Expendable Elite, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. If you have not yet, certainly laid in your supply of emergency food or gotten your water filters or gotten your water tanks or your pumps to get the water out of there or all the other things you need, grinders. We do, of course, offer these through our ministry. And if you'd like a free catalog, an emergency food file, but don't put it off. We put out hundreds of catalogs, and so many people get the catalogs and then are waiting. Well, believe me, the price of food's going up. You get into a problem, the food's going to disappear from your shelves for a long period of time, and then food is just not going to be available. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like a catalog, a health catalog, or even a regular catalog. We'll be glad to send them to you. But more than that, do not put this off. Start laying in the food supplies you're going to need and get them ordered now because, well, I hope and pray we're not going to war with Iran, but if we do, you do not know what is going to happen. But I would be very, very fearful that there would be, under one guise or another, an emergency here, and suddenly those store shelves would be empty, and it would be too late. So remember, 1-800-544-8927. If you have a catalog, start marketing it. If you don't have a catalog, we'd be glad to send you one. And then, of course, if you need to want any information on water filters, we have that as well. You got to have potable water. To understand the spiritual implications of what's going on, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watch the DVD. Then you got to watch our new DVD or video, The Forbidden Secret. Forbidden Secret. And then, of course, to bring it right up into what's going on in America today and what's being pushed by Oprah Winfrey and by certainly by Larry King and the others, to Rhonda Burns and her The Secret, which, of course, is just plain old Rosicrucianism, an introduction to demonic possession and opening your mind up to the devils. You need to get The Secret Behind the Secret. It's a four-tape set or four-CD set. The Secret Behind the Secret. And then, of course, we have so many other things. The DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, the three-hour award-winning DVD, Riddles in Stone. The DVDs, three-hour, four-hour, 10 hours, they sold their souls for rock and roll. And believe me, a lot of people in Washington, D.C. have done that, who've gone right over to the dark side. Then you'll certainly want to get Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, put out by Chris Pinto, and we've got a great VHS with Chris Pinto going into the Atlantis Connection, the Atlantis Connection, which basically is the theme that, you know, America is the new Atlantis. The new Atlantis, which will be the reconstitution of the old Atlantis that was around at the time of Noah. Remember when the Lord was asked, what will be the signs of that coming? And our Lord said, as it was in the days of Noah. Well, what was going on then? There was a totally corrupt society. And, of course, the occultists believed that was when Atlantis was here, and then it was destroyed by a great flood, and it was lost. But it's been brought back, and that's why when they initially made the emblem on the back of the dollar bill, I should say on the front of the Great Seal of the United States, the eagle, only it wasn't an eagle, it was a phoenix. The phoenix was going to rise from the ashes, and then through a series of pictures, they changed it from a phoenix to an eagle. But, of course, we were to be the lost Atlantis. And you'll get all this from the great new DVD or VHS by Chris Biddle called The Atlantis Connection. Well, our number 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guest. And today, our guest is Mr. Neil McCluskey, where he's going to be with us. Talking about feds in the classroom, how big government corrupts, cripples, and compromises American education. I was reading an article the other day written by one of our liberal commentators talking about going to one of the major universities where they were awarding a doctorate degrees, and also whether it be physics or engineering. I mean, these were the top students in the entire country, and they were getting their doctorates. And as he sat there in the front row, as name after name after name was called out of Chinese and Japanese and Indian students. But there weren't any American students there that were getting the top awards. And a lot of these people were going to be picking up and leaving America. These were the scientists of the future, only they weren't American students. Well, Mr. McCluskey has written an excellent book about feds in the classroom and how government interference has had such a profound impact upon what our students are learning and how they're performing. Mr. McCluskey, how does the federal government's involvement actually change, you know, the ability of children to learn?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's interesting that the story that you brought up at the beginning where you're at a graduation and there are no Americans who are really succeeding in math or science. And you can actually trace the beginning of the end, if you will, for American excellence in math and science and education. It starts at the beginning of the 20th century when government, and particularly progressives with pedagogical progressives or educational progressives with ideas about constructed knowledge and things like that, kind of John Dewey types, really had a stranglehold over the school system. They controlled public schooling that everyone had to pay for. And they sort of began to get rid of things like memorizing your multiplication tables or, you know, learning the periodic table of elements, things like that. And as time went on, this progressive stranglehold eliminated the rigor that American students used to get in most subjects. And now we fast forward to the present day and the No Child Left Behind Act and federal control. Well, what federal control really is just an extension of this long period of centralization and government control of schooling through which the progressives imposed their sort of feel-good curriculum on parents, and parents couldn't go anywhere. And now we're talking about having the federal government set standards for everyone, all states, all schools, and you can't even then escape bad schools by moving to a different state. So this is going to be the ultimate form of the centralization that allowed progressives to impose a terrible curricula on kids starting a decade or a century ago that's put us in this bind now to get good students, kind of homegrown, who are competitive in math and science.
Well, of course, so why doesn't anybody ever say this is unconstitutional? The federal government is violating its own laws by interfering in education. And the only person who'll speak out on it is Ron Paul, and he's criticized by all the Republicans and the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
So why are they allowed to violate the Constitution itself? Isn't there anybody in Washington, D.C. who knows that it's not the job of the federal government to provide for the education of our people?
Well, the problem is that there are lots of people in Washington who really know, I think, that the Constitution gives the federal government no authority over education whatsoever, because the word education, word schooling, none of that's in the Constitution, where the federal government gets very limited express powers. But ultimately, we need the people, the voters, to realize
hold that thought there, please. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-552-1428. The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down. Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-552-1428. That's 1-800-552-1428.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Neil McCluskey's back with us, and as we were just saying, of course, he's been with the Cato Institute and studying this whole idea of free education. By free education, I don't mean you're going to get it for nothing, but the ability to, for the parent to be able to raise their children as they want to. I believe God, of course, gave children to parents, not to the government. And yet, of course, the bureaucrats certainly seem to be intent upon controlling every aspect of our lives. So Mr. McCluskey was beginning to talk about the fact that a lot of people have gone to the public schools because they had to pay to go to private schools. So they then had to pay their taxes, to pay for public education. So there was sort of a feeling where we're going to get this education for free. We better take advantage of it. So you pick up the story there. How are we going to solve the problem?
Right, and the story that summarizes quite well, which is essentially you don't have a choice but to pay for the public schools, and so you're asking a lot for parents to say, okay, we're just going to give up all that money we spent on those, and then on top of it pay for private school or take on the expense of homeschooling. So the solution is to take that money that's gone to this one system and give it back to parents. It might mean giving them a voucher, essentially the amount that would have been spent on their kids in public schools, give it to the parents to take to whatever school best serves their child's needs, private school, or religious school, or to defray the cost of homeschooling.
Because then you're going to end up with a two-tiered system. You're going to have some kids are getting a better education than the others, but those are going to private schools, and it's been paid for by the government. So you're going to have a two-tiered system, and some kids are getting a better education than the others. Is that fair?
Well, I mean, for the one thing, it's sort of a myth that that doesn't happen already. Wealthy people already get that choice either by paying for very expensive private schools on their own or moving to good school districts. But that means they have to be able to pay a lot for a house, usually. And the other thing is, as we see with anything that's based in the market that's really freedom-driven, almost all income groups can get a good product. So if you look at it, at automobiles, even the poorest people in this country typically have one automobile that gets them to where they want to go. Now, it might not have all the bells and whistles, but it does the job. Right now, poor people have no ability to, you know, get that good car, or go to that good school, because they can't move. And so they get what's given to them by the political system. And so the market takes care of delivering goods to everybody, whereas politics really leaves the poor behind and let the rich escape.
Well, I very much fear that we're moving very, very rapidly towards a two-tiered society of very rich and very poor, and there's not going to be much in between. I think there's an organized effort to do away with the middle class. But, of course, the key to the middle class is to have a good education. And, of course, what they're doing is depriving our children of that opportunity because of the federal interference. And certainly the states were bad enough, but now that we've got the federal government in there where things have gone from bad to worse, what impact does the federal government have on the quality of education, and why is the federal interference worse than simply state interference?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you look at the No Child Left Behind Act, this is probably the worst thing that we could have. States, as you mentioned, and you're absolutely right, states were not doing a good job with education. There's nobody that's going to debate otherwise. But the federal government then said, well, okay, we'll take charge, but we'll do it the only way we can, which is through politics. So the No Child Left Behind Act has the federal government saying, we're going to make all states set state standards, reading, math, and science, have state tests for reading, math, and science, and then have every child reach something called proficiency by 2014, and require states to have all students and then subgroups of students make adequate yearly progress or annual goals to get to this proficiency level. But here's the thing, because it's political, there are also lots of people who still believe in local control, rightly, and to get them on board with the law, they had to say, but we'll let states define proficiency, we'll let states write the standards, we'll let states write the tests, we'll let states use the statistical manipulations to decide which groups are big enough to count, which aren't. So all the pressure has actually been for states to lower standards so that they didn't get in trouble under the law. So No Child Left Behind has created this race from the bottom where every state is lowering standards or setting low standards so they don't look bad, but politicians in Washington can say, look, we're leaving no child left behind through this rigorous accountability, and meanwhile the children don't get any better education than they did before, and it's probably worse.
Well, of course, now, why would the Republicans have been pushing such a terribly flawed educational program? In fact, wasn't this a program, the No Child Left Behind, really Teddy Kennedy's program that was put in by the Republicans?
Well, in large part, a lot of it stems from an act similar to it, a law similar to it in Texas when George Bush was governor. And one of the reasons that Republicans signed on to this was because it was in the beginning, the first year or so of the Bush administration. Actually, it was President Bush's first policy proposal was No Child Left Behind, and many Republicans who had for a long time been against federal involvement in education came on board because they wanted to give their new president a victory legislatively. And 9/11 happened, and they were especially motivated to do this because the president actually appealed to Democrats and Republicans to get together and show that America could still work in the wake of 9/11. And so Ted Kennedy, along with President Bush and John Boehner, who was the chair of the Education and Workforce Committee, all got together and agreed on this law so that they looked unified. But now we suffer from that, or as a result of that, because to get that sort of bipartisan agreement, you had to have a law that didn't work and that didn't upset any of the special interests, especially on the Democratic side.
Well, I really have to wonder why the Republicans would actually vote for something that they knew was wrong, it was unconstitutional, and why they would follow a flawed president into a flawed policy that, of course, creating flawed education. So anyway, now we're stuck with No Child Left Behind, which means, as I love your term, what we are is in a race for the bottom. A race for the bottom, where our kids, after they graduate from high school, and they're tested in competition with children throughout the rest of the world, of course, they can't compete. And then we're told, oh, but of course, we're going to spend more money. And just trust us. Everything's going to be fine. Do you have this feeling that they keep asking us to trust them and trust them and trust them? And maybe somebody ought to stand up and say, we don't trust you?
Education is bereft with, it's like a cemetery for five-year plans. Every politician comes up with a new five-year plan every 5 years, and invariably they all fail. But it's easy for a politician to do, because at the beginning they can get political support by saying, I'm going to do something that's new and different, and in 5 years it'll work. And then when it doesn't work, people have kind of forgotten about what his promises were, or another party comes in and says, okay, that didn't work, we'll give you something else. Meanwhile, children are constantly, to turn the law on itself, being left behind because they are at the mercy of politicians. Their parents don't have the ability to get them the education they need. They have to rely on a political system that invariably makes decisions that are best for the politicians and the special interests who make their living off of the monopoly system, like the teacher unions, school board associations, administrators, and other people like that.
All right, what's the solution?
Well, the solution is, the ultimate policy solution is school choice. In some states that may, well, I should back up. The first thing we have to do is get the federal government out. We have to obey the Constitution and get federal politicians out of this completely. But, as you mentioned, states have done a bad job, and most local districts have done a bad job. And so we need to get school choice at the state and local level. But to do that, we have to really explain to people why it is so critical that people that parents have school choice. And among the poor, there's pretty strong support for school choice. It's with the sort of middle class and upper middle class soccer moms that this message hasn't gotten through, because they say they've picked the school district by where they moved to, and public schools are what they use, and their public schools seem fine. Why should anyone else have choice? They need to understand that their schools aren't fine compared to international competitors, and even if they are, once the federal government takes over, their school district is going to end up looking like all the other ones that they say are no good.
All right, fine. Well, then, where do we start? I mean, right now, we've got a problem, no question at all, and we have a question. But we've robbed a whole generation or more of students of the ability to get a decent education. We, of course, are in pursuit of mediocrity. So where do we start? I mean, are we going to come up with school vouchers? Are they going to be federally subsidized? Are they going to be state subsidized? Certainly, if you look and see what the income of the average individual is today, corrected for inflation, our people are having a lot less money today than they had 20 years ago, as far as somebody in their 30s or 40 years of age. How are they going to be able to come up with the money for an education? And, of course, I realize this is a little beyond the scope of what you're writing about, but when you look at the cost of a college education now, I mean, you're talking about $30,000 or $40,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. Well, the good news is, if you have a voucher program, for instance, the Census Bureau just last week came out with its breakdown of per-pupil expenditures by state and for the nation. And in the nation, we spend, on average, over $10,000 per student If you gave that to parents, that could pay for a lot of private schools that exist now when there is no school choice. Imagine if everyone had school choice, how many schools would crop up because people cannot choose them. And in many states, of course, the per pupil expenditure is beyond $10,000. And for instance, here in Washington, D.C., it's $17,000. That's a lot of money to give to parents to enable them to choose lots of different schools.
But, of course, the teachers' organizations don't want that. They said that, this is going to discriminate against the poor children. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Mr. Neil McCuskey.
Ted Anderson from Midas, May 29, 2007. Gold, 660.28 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for 682.28, 336.65 for half, and 168.33 for quarter ounce. That's 682.28, 336.70, and 168.33. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar has fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Leftover will be right back here. Well, here's Mr. McCuskey is saying that we may even have to make common cause with anybody we can, even the teachers' union, and make them realize, of course, when the federal government is dictating policy, why, of course, they, nobody benefits, but You know, Neil, there are people out there who really are in favor of mediocrity. They don't want smart kids. After all, during the days of slavery, the greatest crime you could ever commit was to teach a slave to read and write and think. And there really are people out there, at least some of them, I hope they're not too many, who are not interested in good education, the John Deweys of this world, the Brock Chisholms, the others, who seem to have a different worldview. They believe in elite, and they really didn't want an education. They really wanted to deliberately dumb down our children. Mm-hmm. And this is my concern, that unless we recognize there really are people who look upon what's happened as a success rather than a failure, we're not going to change anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, there, especially historically, there's Elwood Cubberly was a leading educational progressive, and he said that it's time to just accept that there most people are going to be doomed to, well, not you say doomed, but most people are going to be factory workers who didn't need that much education. And that sort of thinking alone, it should be reason that lots of sort of, you know, liberal current modern day progressives should really chafe at the idea that there could be a system that forces people into those kind of roles. And so this is one of the reasons that teacher unions and others should really make common cause with others who want school choice, because otherwise you'll have a dictatorial system and it'll be doing things that the teacher unions really dislike with No Child Left Behind, which is requiring a lot of testing and a standardized curriculum when teachers really want to have free reign over their classrooms. Not the teacher should have free reign. It should be up to parents to choose what kind of classrooms they want their kids in. But at least with that kind of choice, teachers will have the ability to offer different ways of teaching. And so this is really a threat to everybody, except for maybe those people who would love to see American kids trapped and dumbed down. And hopefully that's not a very large percentage of the population, because if it is, then we're in even bigger trouble than I thought.
Would you want to listen to our programs regularly under any circumstances? Our guest has been Neil McCluskey. And Neil, where can people get your book?
Well, you can get it at your local Barnes & Noble in the next couple of days. I think they're shipping out. But you can also order it right now, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or go on to the Cato Institute's website, www.cato.org, and you can order it right there.
All right, fine. So that's, of course, once again, that's www.cato.org, and that's the Cato Institute, and Mr. McCluskey is working there through the Cato Institute, trying to get the information out. Now, are you optimistic that we're going to be able to accomplish something? And I know you have to be to do the show's work that you do, but objectively, do you really think there are enough people out there who really care?
Well, I am slightly optimistic. I talk about this at the end of the book. Obviously, the trend towards centralization and the Soviet-style education system has been a lot longer and a lot more powerful than the one toward educational freedom, at least in the last century. But since 1990, there has been a very significant increase in school choice. I mean, you had no charter schools, for instance, in 1989, but now most states have them, and there are over a million students enrolled. There were no voucher programs and tax credit programs for 1990. Now we have them in multiple states. So there are a lot of people who are now demanding school choice and more freedom. The question is, which trend's going to win out? More centralization and more freedom? And I have to say I'm a little pessimistic that centralization will win, especially since lots of Republicans and conservatives who used to focus on school choice now seem more than happy to have the federal government impose one set of standards on everyone.
One set of standards, centralized planning, of course, as it didn't work in the Soviet Union, so it's not going to work in the United States of America. Well, Neil, do you have to take off here in just a moment or two? You're scheduled for 30 minutes. Do you have to leave?
Well, I've got to get out pretty soon. I was scheduled for 30 minutes. Unfortunately, family calls.
All right, fine. Well, we certainly want to hold you, so I want you to know how much I appreciate your being with us, and I applaud you for your efforts. Let's go ahead, and of course, you have mentioned here the Bush and Clinton prelude to a new order. Are you talking about a new world order? What sort of order are you referring to there when you refer to Bush and Clinton printed to a new order?
Right. Well, this is referring to the original Bush president, who started, really kind of broke the longstanding Republican tradition of keeping the federal government out of education. And he had Goals 2000. Or was his America's 2000? I can never remember which is which. But anyway, which was that the federal government was going to sort of take the lead in setting goals for American education.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great, and my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our telephone number for this hour is going to be 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. I was sort of hoping I could get Mr. McCluskey to stay on for another half hour, but we had only scheduled him for 30 minutes, and so if he meant that he had some callings for things he had to do for his family, so it's going to be up to you to fill in this hour. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, the subject is the fact that our children, education, has failed. We're in the race for the bottom. We're creating mediocre children. So many of them really can't compete. Oh, yes, occasionally you'll get a really smart child. And, of course, they are doing very well. In fact, there's a young man who goes to my church. He's really doing great. He's a valedictorian for his class, getting almost straight A's. But, of course, he came from another country, and he's only been here for a few years. And He is not the Christian I have. All of the things that are done here to damage our children. One of them, of course, is the mercury they put in the vaccines, knowing full well it was destroy their minds and their ability to think and think clearly, or the mercury that they've given the mothers, or certainly that during their pregnancy, and they're still giving them the mercury. There's no safe level of mercury. And yet they're putting it in the vaccines and recommending it for every pregnant woman in the first trimester, and they're forcibly giving it to women who have an Rh compatibility in the form of Rogan. So, boy, if you're really lucky, you get not only your influenza shot, but your Rogan shot, too. And that, of course, tends to centralize in the mind and the forming brain of the unborn child in the mother's womb. And then, of course, they're giving the children, the little kids, we're going to put mercury fillings in their mouth, and some kids can get by fine with the mercury fillings. And others, of course, will have permanent brain damage. We never know which it's going to be. And then, of course, we're going to give them the aspartame, which is a neurotoxin, or the MSG products, which they know is a neurotoxin, destroy the mind. And then we're going to fluoridate the water, and as I mentioned during the break, if you fluoridate the water, and in 90% of the places they do, you use hydrofluosilicic acid. When you use hydrofluosilicic acid, the blood lead level goes up 6 times in blacks, only doubles in whites. So, and then we wonder why 1 in every 3 black men, young black men, is in prison, probation, or parole. So we're poisoning the minds of our children. And when you begin to understand that, you understand that the enemy is not hiding in a cave over in Pakistan. He's working right in the Centers for Disease Control and the FDA and the NIH in Washington, D.C. And I've talked to these turkeys, and some of them are very evil and wicked people. Well, let's go to Will, who's calling from Missouri. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Will. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well, Dr. Stan. I had a comments really in regards to what Neil McCluskey was talking about with the school choice and the voucher system. As I'm sure you're well aware of, most of the problem that I see in the public education system is curriculum-driven, to kind of go with a Bill Clintonism. I would say that it's curriculum, not infrastructure, stupid, because the infrastructure is not what is going to make or break an education. It's the curriculum itself. And the idea of a core curriculum that's being developed by UNESCO, the federal government involvement, the foundations, and various booksellers, by the time it gets down to the classroom, the choice for a school teacher, even if he or she is a really good conscientious person, which is difficult to believe now after the fact that they've gone through the public education and the university system themselves, being indoctrinated for 16 or more years, but it really comes back down to curriculum. And I know that you have a vast library. I have a growing library. And I've got a lot of books. I keep my eyes peeled when I go to the flea markets and garage sales. And I buy old textbooks. And I've got some that go all the way back into the middle and late 1800s. And there's just an enormous difference between what passed for education, even at the lower grades, then, and what is palmed off now as education today. So I like to think I'm sure Neil has done a lot of research, but when we talk about school vouchers and things like that, these are individual solutions to global problems. The global problem is that our educational system has been corrupted. The individual solution, trying to think, well, I'll go over here and take my children here, or I'll go over there and take my children there, that's kind of like, in my opinion, a cop-out, in that, in the first place, getting the tax dollars from the people against their property, generally through property taxes, is a regressive form of taxation. But even in our Missouri state constitution, we call for a gratuitous education. Well, you know, when you go out to dinner and you've had a nice meal, you leave a gratuity or a tip for the waiter. Now, if we consider our educational system nothing more than gratuitous, I think we've gotten off even constitutionally in our state on the wrong footing, and we need to be looking more about getting back to what is the curriculum and what really are our objectives in teaching children the essentials that they're going to need to be able to be fully developed in adults.
Well, I'm going to have to let you go because we've got a full board here. But look, I really appreciate your thoughts. Yes, we need a good curriculum, but we need, of course, the proper education for our kids, the proper surroundings for them, the proper motivation for them. And I think probably one of the best things we could do is we had a lot more homeschooling, or certainly get our kids out of public school. We're never going to change them. They are doomed to failure. Thanks so very much for being with us. And let's go to Ron, who's calling from Southern California. Ron, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I hope it's not just about education you're talking about.
Well, go right ahead here.
I was wondering, when our president and our senators, congressmen, city councilmen, they all take an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States, the sovereignty of this nation and everything, just like I did when I was in the Marine Corps.
Right.
And I'm wondering if the president signed treaties to do away with our borders between Mexico and Canada, and the congressmen and senators signed the bills to pass it, isn't that treason?
Absolutely.
Then why don't people start calling it what it is?
Because, of course, when treason is successful, none dare call it treason.
Well, they should be tried for treason.
Well, I certainly am not going to disagree with you, but we've got to convince the American people what the Constitution says, why the Constitution is worthwhile saving. And, of course, what it will mean when it's gone.
They don't even teach it.
Freedom is only a remembrance of things past.
Right. They don't even teach the Constitution or civics class in order to graduate anymore.
Yeah, that's absolutely
for
right.
For quite a while now.
But, of course, as you know, if you listen to our programs regularly, you know that every month on each one of the networks we're on, we bring on David Whitney to talk about the Institute of the Constitution. And month after month after month, year after year, we go over the same thing, the importance of the Constitution. I hope that people don't get bored, but they're going to have to turn it off because I'm going to keep doing it because I think you're absolutely right. The Constitution is the key to the survival of America. And if we lose our constitutional republic, then we lose our freedom, and we deserve to. Ron, you're absolutely right. Do you have a parting thought before we let you go?
Well, I hope you have him on more, and I think we've lost our country, and I think we're going to have a hell of a time getting it back if we want it.
All right, fine. Well, but we got to keep working. And your job is to educate people, to get them to listen to our programs, to begin to understand that the reason we're losing our country is because there are powerful forces that hate freedom, that have a different agenda and a different goal. And, of course, that's because they worship a different God. And until people understand behind all of this is the powerful spiritual forces that we're up against, why, nothing's going to change.
Keep up the good work.
I will. God bless, and thanks so much. And once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And right now we've got Marcella calling from Salinas. Hi, Marcella. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I love you. You're my favorite. Next time your guest is on, can you please ask him about how he's going to deal with the thousands and thousands of kids in special ed? He said the average child costs about $10,000 a year. The average special ed child costs at least $18,000 a year. I live in Monterey County, and I know next year they're going to open up 10 new classes just for severely disabled, severely autistic children.
Well, of course, you know, Marcella, the tragedy is it's all unnecessary. I mean, a lot of these kids could be treated. They don't want to treat them. Everything is done to discourage their families from learning how to treat them, because if they were to admit that at least a large part of this is related to mercury, they would have to admit that the government has been poisoning our children.
I know. I have a very autistic son.
How old is his son?
He's 13. He's not potty trained. He's never spoken. He has behavioral problems, but he's very far gone, and there's very little hope. I have a high-functioning 16-year-old. Luckily, he just passed the exit exam, so that was fantastic news for me. But they never talk about special ed. He talks about freedom of the schools. You know, they force people to vaccinate their children, make them feel they have to. They are not told about the waivers. That needs to start before any talk about freedom of school begins, before any more children are damaged.
And, of course, they are damaged. I mean, this is continuing right here in California. And, you know, after, of course, they passed legislation that they couldn't have anything with mercury in it here. They're just violating the law. Because the wicked people who are out there who want to hurt children mm-hmm. are doing everything they can to continue to give them the mercury, and there is no safe level of mercury.
That's right. And they're giving pregnant women flu shots, and that's loaded with mercury. And I've met so many women, and they have, most of them have gotten the flu shot. So now they're poisoning them in utero.
What we have to do, Marcella, is just try to use the information we can get to educate people, to let them understand that once they understand the enormity of what we're up against, maybe, just maybe, why we can begin to convince them that they've got to come over to our side and they've got to quit listening to the doctors. Not that the doctors are bad people. They just don't know, and we have to get the information we've got. I mean, we've got more DVDs and tape sets and books and papers now, and certainly this wonderful new item we're carrying by Dr. David Ayoub, who's really spent months researching this, going into mercury autism and the global population epidemic. And with the DVD or the VHS, we give a CD-ROM at no additional charge, with thousands of pages of documents on there showing, how toxic the mercury is and the fact that the government knows it, and they're lying to the doctors and they're lying to the pediatricians.
That's why they canned Imus, I think. I think that's why they got rid of Don Imus. He has spoken out against mercury-laden vaccines, and that was just a cop-out, that remark he made. The real reason is because he has an Asperger's child, and he speaks out against the pharmaceutical company, but most people don't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that at all.
Yes, I read that on the Internet, and yes, that just was an excuse to fire him. And you never hear about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I mean, you hear about all the Camelot kids. They never interview Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He wrote, Deadly Immunity. He's been, it seems, literally banned from the media. Because he is on our side, thank God.
I know. It's a strange world when I find myself on the same side as the son of Bobby Kennedy, but I don't care where he sits on most issues. We want to work together with those that feel as strongly as we do, and I know he has to feel very, very strongly about this mercury issue. And, tragically, Marcella, most people really are too concerned until it's their child.
That's right.
Or their grandchild that
That's
has
right.
this. Incidentally, have you ever looked into Dr. Mark Geyer's treatment for the children with the autism? I mean, if your son was a lot younger, they might help him a lot more, but they're actually doing some work with the suppression of testosterone and then getting the mercury out. And Mark, he's told me that with 9-year-olds, it's almost like the curtain comes up.
Well, we're seeing a homeopathic doctor that's been on your show, Dr. Lester.
Yes.
We're working with him, and they just took a urine test, and hopefully something good will come of it.
Well, Dr. Lester seems to be a very, very nice individual. We've enjoyed having him on in the past, and we'll probably have him on again. Well, please keep us appraised as to how your son is doing, both of them. I'm so glad at least the older one is high-functioning, and maybe something will come along with the younger one. Would we just really want to get the mercury out? Is Dr. Lester trying to get the mercury out of him?
We haven't gotten there yet. We just took a urine test. I don't know. I just had his fillings removed. He had the mercury fillings in his mouth that I didn't even know about, and you can't chelate until the mercury. We had to hospitalize him. That was totally traumatic. He pulled out the needles and everything when he came out of surgery was very traumatic. We just got done with that, and hopefully we can start pretty soon.
Because, interesting, we were just talking to Dr. David Kennedy yesterday, who's a dentist, as you know, and he was saying that about 52% of dentists are no longer putting in the mercury filling. So we're making progress. I mean, there are a lot of good things going on out there we're not hearing about.
That's right. Keep up the good work.
Well, God bless you, Marcella. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, fine. Well, that was Marcella calling from Salinas. And, you know, we do have a couple of four-tape sets on autism, at least one four-tape set. I know we have two four-tape sets on mercury, and we have a book on evidence of harm. And, of course, we've got several DVDs on mercury. And these are with top-line scientists, of course, for many people with Alzheimer's disease, and they know the relationship between the influenza shots laden with mercury and Alzheimer's disease, but aren't there too many people in the world, and don't they die off a lot earlier when they have Alzheimer's disease? But I see some of the doctors I practiced with, they were my friends, and now, of course, they're not even quite sure who they are. They don't recognize their surroundings, or they fade in and out of consciousness, and it just breaks your heart. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and there really are things that can be done, at least early on, to prevent Alzheimer's disease or to hurt its progression. But then you'd have to admit that it's related to the fact that there are wicked people in government who want to poison our elderly people, who know how toxic the mercury is in the fillings, who know how toxic the mercury is in the vaccinations they're recommending for the elderly, who know about Dr. Fudenberg's work. And if you'd like to see it, you can call us. We'll be glad to send it to you. That's Dr. Fudenberg, who pointed out that if you take those shots for 5 years, your incidence of Alzheimer's disease goes up 1,000%.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company, provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
Our children. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind all of our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you find what I'm saying, why, that just could not be true. Well, then why don't you challenge and try to get where the documentation is? If you'd like to get the article, at least the abstract of the article, from Dr. Fudenberg's webpage, I think they blocked publication of the article, but he put the abstract up, and we simply copied his webpage, and where he talks about the 1,000% increase in Alzheimer's disease after the influenza shots, and then, of course, the articles on certainly the excellent DVD or VHS by Dr. Aob, along with the CD-ROM with thousands of pages of documentation on mercury autism and the global population agenda. And of course, the question is, why would people who are in favor of population control, why would the people in favor of population control be wanting to vaccinate all those little children in Africa, all those little black children in Africa, the little brown children in other countries? On one side, you're trying to take away their lives. On the other side, you want to protect their lives. Doesn't make sense. And unless you understand, of course, that in the animal studies, we know, of course, the mercury will prevent fertility and cause miscarriages, not only in this generation, but the next generation, and the next generation, and the next generation, because it poisons genetically, and they know that, and they want to poison those children, future generations, so they will not reproduce. And that will solve the population problem, and there won't be so many people using up the natural resources that they want to save for the elite. There are people who have a different worldview. And then you need to get my material on the planned population reduction. It's almost 2.5 hours of talk going into the background of why they've really outlawed DDT, and why they're really, really creating all these genetically modified diseases and not telling us the truth about them. And, of course, all the complications of the genetically modified disease and its impact, and why, for instance, it used to be that we had 3 of people per 100 would get cancer. That was the beginning of the 20th century. 3 people per 100 got cancer. Now it's 50 per 100 get cancer. I wonder why. Well, certainly the information is there. You'll certainly want to get our talk on population control. You'll want to get our 4-tape set on population control. You'll want to get my treatise on planned population reduction. You want to understand there are people who really have a different worldview. And one of the best things we ever put together was my talk on the hidden agenda. And then, of course, that comes with a syllabus, which has pages out of Bertrand Russell's book, where he talks about the importance of having a black plague sweep the earth every generation. So then, of course, people can reproduce what they want to, but they'll all be killed off when the plague comes, and how ineffective wars are. I mean, it can kill millions of people, but that's not going to do the job that a good black death, it was his term, will do. And as he said, this may be unpleasant, but really high-minded people aren't concerned about other people's suffering. That was Bertrand Russell, that great humanitarian. But you'll never see that quoted in Reader's Digest or U.S. News and World Report. And you need to understand we're dealing with people who have a different worldview. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. We hope that you'll listen to our program. It is available 5 hours a day at different websites, Sydney American Freedom Network, Genesis Network, Radio Liberty Network. If you go to Global Star or go to my website, radioliberty.com, that's Global Star or radioliberty.com, you can listen to our programs 9 hours a day and not get a thing accomplished. But begin to understand the true spiritual nature of the dark forces that are aligned against God's people. So please pray for America.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing, it's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10?
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Steve Sawyer. A medical alert today from the Centers for Disease Control. They say a Georgia man with a rare and exceptionally dangerous form of tuberculosis has been placed in quarantine. U.S. government health officials say the man may have spread the disease to passengers and crew on board 2 transatlantic flights earlier this month. They're urging people on those flights to get checked for infection. A depressed young mother had not shown up for work, and her concerned sister went to check on her. She found the doors to the family's trailer locked from the inside. She forced her way in, and authorities in Texas say that's when she found the bodies of the 23-year-old woman and her 4 small daughters hanging in a closet.